Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Three coming against Allen. Here's Finley, got a break in. Finley shot right through the five hole. He scores.
Welcome to another edition of Clan Chat, and all the way from California, Liam Finley. And Liam, we've talked to Tyson McClellan. He was pretty excited about his wedding there in California, and that's why you're in the heat there in California. How's the last few days been for you and certainly for Tyson McClellan?
It's been amazing for me. I think it's probably been a little bit better for him. It was an unbelievable wedding, an amazing venue. The whole wedding went so smooth, so great. We had all of our best friends there, and it was cool to see him in a space like that with all of his his best friends and family. So couldn't have asked for a better wedding.
And it's interesting, right? Because you guys, you played NCAA hockey together at Denver. You've become really, really almost like family, I guess. And now you're going to be playing together in Glasgow. Is that exciting? Because you've been to the heights of NCAA, winning a national championship in 2017. And now you're down there celebrating the guy's wedding. And now you're able to bring that to Europe and to Scotland.
Yeah, I think, when you can play with a guy like that, you're always excited, obviously. Like he's told you, that's we're best friends, and our chemistry extends further onto the ice than it does off the ice as well, which is exciting. And when he brought up Glasgow to me originally, I thought I've heard great things, and I thought what a great idea that'd be to reconnect again. So super excited. I know he's excited as well.
I know he's really excited about the golf. Are you a golfer as well? Because obviously some of the best, you're not. Okay, so you're not going to be maybe you can caddy for him, because you look at St. Andrews and some of the great courses in Scotland. It's a real bonus for anyone who golfs.
It is, yeah. Unfortunately, we had to do some golfing at his bachelor party, and I was struggling a little bit. But I'm pretty good at driving the cart, so maybe I can do that for him. I understand how cool St. Andrews is. I think I can understand that, even though I'm awful at golf. So maybe I'll go with him, drive the caddy around, hand him a beer every so often.
Well, you and I can do that, because since my kids came along, my golf game is not good. I don't have the time anymore, and so it'd be wasted on me. But maybe we could drive the golf carts for the likes of Tyson McClellan and Robert Lakovich. You've got some good experience in Europe, of course. I mean, Dell 2, you've played in the Allsvenskan in Sweden. You've played in Finland. So for anyone on Clan Chat, any of the fans, the Purple Army, who haven't watched the clips and haven't looked you up online, tell the Glasgow Clan fans what they can expect from Liam Finley in a purple jersey.
I just hope to be exciting for the fans. I'm a very offensive player. I'm obviously a pretty small guy. I'm 5'7", so I don't know if they can expect me to fight anyone or hit too much, but I'm here to score goals and make plays. So I hope to be exciting for the fans. I'm quick, I'm small, but it'll be exciting.
And certainly you've had some success putting up goals and assists. You look at your all-rookie team, ECHL all-rookie team in 2023 with the Allen Americans, 33 goals, 37 assists, and certainly good numbers in the Coast and Dell too. So did you know much about the Elite League when you and Tyson were having those chats about Glasgow? Like, or did you kind of have to go and look it up and see what you were getting yourself into?
No, I'm pretty aware. I think when you play overseas in Europe, you have a pretty good tab on all the leagues, right? I also have a bunch of friends that do and have played in the EI. So obviously I've asked them questions over the years and have gotten some feedback there. So I think I had a pretty good idea going in. Obviously unaware of the city before I researched it and talked to Tyson. But after that, I was pretty sold.
We've asked a lot of your new teammates who've come on Clan Chat over the last month or so, and Corey Nielsen's recruitment. When head coach Corey Nielsen reaches out to you and gives you the pitch on why you should come to Glasgow, I've asked the same question of a lot of the guys. Is that an easy conversation because you've had the chat with Tyson, or is it Corey Nielsen comes on and goes, "We really want you," and you like what he's saying?
Yeah, I think, you know, You got to trust your best friend and what he's saying, but sometimes you got to hear it from the coach's mouth as well. So I think, you know, going into it, I was already, I wouldn't say sold, but I was getting there. Right. And then after talking to him, I was very sold. I mean, I also have reached out to other people about him, and I've heard nothing but good things and how smart of a coach he is and a hockey mind. So that's really exciting for me. The style of play that he wants, a run and gun type style, an offensive, a fast, an exciting game for the fans too, is something that fits my game. So I think talking to him with that really sold me.
Yeah, and I think watching clips and certainly when Corey was talking about you and talking about Tyson, it's exciting to see that style as well, because I know how Corey likes to play. I've been around the Elite League for 15 years now, and certainly I think that you and Tyson will have great success in that regard. Is there anyone else? Obviously, you're excited to play with your best friend Tyson, but is there anyone else that you've seen that Corey has signed that you're excited to play with?
Yeah, I mean, was it yesterday they announced Cole? I don't know if I'm going to botch his last name. Is it Yuli or?
You got it dead bang, Cole Yuli.
Cole Yuli, okay. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you get it right on elite prospects and start searching their numbers, right? And obviously, he has pretty amazing numbers in both North America and overseas too. So a guy like that, was able to reach out to a couple guys who played with him as well in the junior ranks and against him in the junior ranks. And I've heard nothing but amazing things about him. Just heard he's a great playmaker, super smart. And, you know, obviously that's something that fits in with Corey's system and hopefully with guys like me and Tice as well.
Got it across McCauley, 2:14 left to go in the overtime session. Worked it far side, one timer, they score. Liam Finley.
The hockey world really is small, isn't it? You can go, okay, Cole Yuli, I'll just text my buddy who played with him in Major Junior or whatever it is. And I'm sure that guys are texting NCAA friends going, hey, didn't you play against Liam Finley? So it really is a small world, and kind of it comes full circle sometimes, doesn't it?
Oh, completely. Yeah, it's amazing when you talk to guys really how small it is.
So you're at the Tyson McClellan wedding, and is there anyone in the room there? You're looking around going, oh, there's a guy I play with, aside from the Denver, because, again, it's a small world. Was there anyone that you were surprised that was at the wedding in California?
No surprises for me. It was a pretty good-sized wedding, but I think all the guys that he had there, I was all really close with as well. So, again, that part was also pretty cool. All your best friends in a room, but No surprises for me.
When you win a national championship like that, I mean, it really is the old saying, win today and you skate together or walk together forever. So you're looking around that room. Did memories come flooding back to when you were younger guys before weddings and before pro contracts and you're winning at the University of Denver?
Yeah, I mean, we had guys at the wedding that we won with. So the second you see guys in a space like that where you're reflecting and you're together for a bit, obviously the championship comes up a lot. And not just that, but a lot of the memories that we had at Denver together. And, you know, it's fun just to sit there and reminisce about times, bring up old videos, old photos and stuff. So it was super cool. I mean, we had our what was it, our 5-year reunion for our national championship. I think it was a year or two ago, 2 years ago. And even that was amazing. We went up to Vail there in Colorado. I'm not sure if you've heard of it. It's a mountain city for the fans who don't know. And we just went up there and played golf and celebrated and just reminisced. So it was really cool.
It really is. When you win a championship, no matter what the sport is, you're kind of tied together forever. And it is when you go to a wedding like that, it really is special. Like I live in Ireland now, but I'm from Newfoundland. And so when I go home, guys that I play AAA with and stuff, you still keep in touch, even though some of them are like, they look like they're 70 and not my age. But yeah, you get together and you reminisce about provincial championships and stuff like that. So to win a national championship at NCAA level, so special. And certainly I would imagine that part of Corey's sales pitch was we're going to make new memories. And I'm sure you and Tyson are looking at making new memories when you come over to Scotland. The Elite League, certainly the travel, things like that, you'll certainly probably talk to some of the guys that have played in the league before about the bus trips. But sometimes those sort of things, the adversity can bring you closer together. And I'm sure that when you played NCAA hockey, some of the best memories are on the buses or in the airports and away for a weekend game. So do you know much about the travel and sort of what is ahead for you in the Elite League?
Honestly, I think every team is different with that. So no, I don't really know the full scope of it, but you know, a bus ride, here and there, you're used to that stuff playing pro, right? So, definitely nothing I'm too worried about. Like you said, a lot of memories are made on the bus and on the planes. And, sometimes when you look back, it's not even the on ice things that you remember. It's all the off ice.
You know, when I look back, I'm clearly much older than you, but some of the best things, I don't even remember who scored that goal or what happened in overtime, but it's the bus ride, the 7-hour bus ride where there were the pranks, and certainly long before mobile phones and stuff like that, where you really played cards and you really got to know your teammates. So you will have ample opportunity because there are bus rides, certainly from Scotland to places like Cardiff and Guildford. We will travel by plane to some of those as well, Belfast, but you will have a chance to certainly make memories on road trips with your teammates. The Elite League, certainly year on year, getting better and better. And as you look, as you said, you go on Elite Prospects, every team is adding and scaling up this season. It's actually quite interesting to me in the last 15 years how good the league has become with some of the ex sort of national champions at NCAA level, the ex sort of rookies of the year in the East Coast, the ex NHL players, stuff like that. So you must be excited for a new adventure and a new challenge, because it certainly will be. It'll be a totally different situation for you.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. I mean, me and Tyson have been talking about that recently, just how good the league's looking this year. And obviously, that's what you want in a league, right? I think clearly they're doing a good job, and whatever they're doing to get these recruits over is not going to do nothing but improve the league. And I think we're excited for that. I'm sure guys on other teams are excited for that. I've talked to a few guys around the league as well, and you know, they come back and they're like, "Oh, you know, you and Tyson are together. That's going to be awesome." And then you know, they got a buddy over there too, and you know, they got good players. So I think we're all pretty excited.
So you're in California there. You're certainly enjoying your best friend's wedding. You've got all sorts of ex-teammates around and stuff. But once the fun in California is over, what does the off-season training regimen look like for Liam Finley?
Yeah, just skating a lot. I mean, I love being at the rink. I love hockey. So I just try and skate as much as I can. Obviously, work out every day. Try to put a little bit of muscle on before the season as well. You know, like we've said, not a huge guy, so I got to do that as well, but mostly skating. You know, I think with hockey, the more you're playing, the more you're getting into it, the better you're going to be. So just a lot of that right now.
It really is a 12-month sport in some regards, isn't it? I mean, when I was coming up, you actually took time off, but certainly for you guys now, you're thinking about when I'm getting back on the ice, and it's months before the start of the season.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, back in school, I had a tough time staying off the ice for 2 weeks, and I'd be jumping at the bit to get on. But now I'm trying to be a little bit smarter as I get older, maybe take, you know, 3 to 4 weeks off at the end of the year, let your body recover a bit. The seasons are longer now. So I think I've been getting a little bit smarter at that. But regardless, I still have that same itch to get back on everything.
So you grew up in Kelowna, I believe, out in British Columbia. So you're a West Coast guy. Were you enjoying the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, or once the Canucks went out, did you kind of tune out? Or I've asked a lot of your, because like it's been a long time since 1993 when a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup. So were you cheering for McDavid and the guys?
I was. I mean, I'm not a, I don't care about the Canucks. I don't really care about any Canadian teams. I'm a huge bandwagoner. If there's a good player on a team, I'm watching them, or obviously if I have a buddy on a team or whatever. But you know, like you guys know, watching Edmonton is insanely fun. So I was cheering for Edmonton just because of the players on that team, and unfortunately they couldn't get it done, but we had the road.
And the Americans catch a break. Goalie's best friend. Look out. Here's Finley. Got room. Shot. He scores. And one streak is extended. Liam Finley back of the...
Well, and you'll enjoy any sports, whether you're... Are you a baseball guy, like a Blue Jays guy or anything like that? Enjoy the sports in the right time zone over there.
Yeah, I'm a one-sport athlete, unfortunately. I've gotten into tennis a little bit and things like that, but... No, I grew up playing hockey and hockey only, so I'm trying to broaden my range a little bit these days, but it's tough.
Well, you'll be tested. Your allegiances will be tested for that 3 a.m. start if you want to watch the Edmonton Oilers when you're in Scotland, because that's the hardest thing. The NFL is really popular over here now because they have the 1 o'clock kickoffs and the 4 o'clock kickoffs, which are still at a good time zone over here in Ireland and the UK. So it's tough to watch the NHL. So enjoy your sports in the right time zone while you can. Do you have a message for the Purple Army? Because we've asked a few of the guys just to kind of reach out to the fans and kind of say, you know, thanks for the support. Looking forward to meeting you. Do you have a message for the Purple Army for this upcoming season?
I do. First thing I saw the other day that the season ticket just hit record sales. So for that, I can already feel the support, you know, through social media, talking to you guys. I think I'm just super excited to get over there, see Glasgow, see the city. You know, I've heard great things about Scottish people. I've heard great things about the Clan fans. So I think, you know, just getting into that environment, I can't wait. I know Tice is super excited. I think it's going to be super interesting.
You know what? You've got a great travel resume. I mean, you've played in the Mestis, you've played in the Allsvenskan, and that's neat, isn't it? Like, to experience different cultures doing something that you love. You said you grew up playing one sport and one sport only. Were there moments over the last few years where you kind of pinch yourself from national champion in the U.S. at NCAA level to Sweden, to Finland, and to Germany? Like, that's a pretty cool way to make a living, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. I mean... You know, you get to see, like you said, a lot of cultures, and, you know, there's similarities. You know, you can say you're in Europe, but there's still a lot of differences, even from Finland to Sweden, right? So I think it's just cool to be over there and being able to actually live in these places, right? So, and luckily I get to play hockey while I'm doing it.
Is there anything else you're going to check out while you're in California there? Because I'm really jealous about the weather as I look out into another gray Irish day here, and I can see in the background, it looks like it's going to be a nice day there.
Yeah, it's hate to say it, but it's a nice day every day here. Luckily, my girlfriend's from here, so I've got to spend quite a bit of time in California with her and her family. So what am I going to check out? We've actually been doing quite a bit. We've been able to go to San Diego, which is south of here. I've been to LA a few times, obviously for Tyson's wedding and stuff. So there's lots to do here, lots to check out, but mostly just going to the beach. I don't know if you can see, but I'm pretty tan right now. Maybe a little bit burnt. So I'm just trying to soak up the sun for now and get it in while I can.
What do you and your girlfriend enjoy to do away from the rink? Do you like live music? Do you like trying different food and exploring different sort of architecture and whatnot? Because Scotland's a great place for sort of any kind of thing you like.
Yeah, I'd say we're pretty adventurous. We like to, obviously she's been with me in some European cities there, so we've really explored. She's actually a pro soccer player herself, you know, for the fans who might be interested in that. So for her to come see Scotland, I think is going to be really cool for her, just because of how big soccer, or football I should say, is there. So I think she's also really excited about that, so I think that's cool for her.
Has she been watching the Euros, or has she been watching the Copa America? Because obviously Canada got out of their group in the Copa America, and the Euros are in full swing on this side of the pond. So does she watch the soccer or the football while you're watching the hockey?
No, she's funny. She as big of a soccer player and fan that she is, she hasn't really watched soccer too much. And I kind of let her know. I give it to her about that. I'm like, you gotta, you know, you say you're this big soccer player, like you gotta watch some stuff. She, you know, she can't name 10 soccer players, I don't think, which is pretty rare for a professional.
So she's just all business. She just wants to play. She doesn't care about watching.
Yeah, she just wants to get out there and play. And I don't know. I'm a little bit different with hockey.
Yeah, certainly. I think it sounds to me like you're passionate and your love for hockey and your sort of your passion for the game comes through. And actually, when we talked to Tyson McClellan on Clan Chat, he talked about you and about you guys having the chemistry on ice and stuff. So it really feels like a really good sort of meeting of the minds again on this side of the pond.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can get with someone overseas where you know you work with well, it's obviously the friend thing's huge, but knowing that we have that chemistry on the ice is always super exciting as well.
And he mentioned his size as well, and you mentioned your size there, but that hasn't held either of you back. So it's interesting they both mention it, because most people just look at the stats and stuff, but it's the skating, it's the speed, it's the hockey IQ, which makes you special. And both of you guys on the ice together will certainly be, hopefully, will put the fear of God into all nine other teams in the Elite League.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously we're not big, but I think you gain some other advantages when you're small, right? Obviously, both of us have great speed. You know, you learn to play in certain areas a little bit different, and I think a lot of times that can gain you quite a big advantage. But especially over there, every rink is Olympic, correct?
Yeah, well, every rink is different as far as the size and the scope, but most of the ice sheets, yeah. So you're going to have room to operate.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a little bit of room for us is always helpful. So. Obviously Europe probably fits our game a little bit better.
And certainly our building, 3,600 and loud on game night. You've got the Sheffield Steelers almost 9,000 on game night, and you've got all the way down to, I think Altrincham is 1,700. So there's quite a scope of different arenas and different venues. So that'll probably be pretty interesting for you as well, because when you're playing NCAA hockey, I would imagine a lot of the arenas are somewhat around the same size, not all equal, but there'll definitely be a disparity on this side. It'll be interesting too, right? Because you get to see a bunch of different places and a bunch of different cities and certainly different venues.
Yeah, that's always part of it. I mean, obviously in Europe, that's one of those things, you know, certain teams have a ton, certain teams have, you know, minimal, right? So I think that's kind of cool of it too. Each atmosphere is a little bit different and unique as well. But we've seen some videos of the fans, and I like to compare it that they look like soccer fans, you know, the way they wave the flags and the chants and stuff. So you know, and maybe in North America they're a little more quiet and maybe less passionate. So I think I'm excited to see that part too.
Well, the Purple Army is excited to see you, Liam Finley, in purple come this coming season. I'm pretty jealous to say this, but go enjoy the sunshine, enjoy the beach, working on your tan. Enjoy the rest of your summer. Best of luck with the preseason training, and we can't wait to see you on this side of the pond.
Yeah, I'll go enjoy it for you guys, and can't wait to get there.